I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal, and welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week, we got to hang out with the one and only Carrie Underwood. Carrie is always so lovely. It was great to catch up with her. This week, we talked about all the amazing things that she has been growing in her massive garden this year, including what she would recommend not planting because it is just too much work. We talked about her upcoming denim and rhinestones tour and how she picks outfits based on what's comfortable and what's stylish. And we talked about her most recent date night, Target shooting with her husband, Mike Fisher. Here is my conversation with Carrie Underwood. Enjoy.
Carrie Underwood, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your most recent CMA nominations. Oh, that's so exciting.
Thank you. Yes.
You're so welcome. What was your reaction to finding out that you'd received another Entertainer of the Year nomination?
Obviously super excited. I knew that the nominations were like coming out the next morning, but then by the time like the morning got there, I totally forgot and like was going about my day and then looked at my phone. I had like text messages. I was like, oh, nice. Like, which was kind of nice. It was to not be like anticipating. And then I wouldn't, you know, I would have been nervous, but, this way it was just very much like, sweet, you know, got to just be excited without the nerves.
That's so awesome. That's always a good feeling when you're not nervous about it and you can just enjoy it. And I'm sure a great feeling to have this nomination going into the Denim and Rhinestones tour, which I would love to know, what are you most excited about for this show? Is there anything that you guys are doing that you haven't done before, or maybe something you brought back that you're looking forward to?
There's a lot of things I feel like that we're doing that we've never done before. I feel like I've been in such a really good creative space, and even like my band and everybody, like I feel like everybody is just really kind of upped their game. And, you know, we've been rehearsing lately and kind of just adding some new flavors to songs that we've been playing for a really long time. And, you know, it's just kind of keeping things fresh and exciting. And we definitely have some production things that I'm really excited to get to do.
What do you attribute that like extra creative juice that you guys are all feeling right now to? Do you think that that's like a product of like coming out of the pandemic or maybe coming off of the Vegas shows?
I mean, I think Vegas definitely helped all of us as far as our, you know, our show and our game and what we do. And I mean, it was so much fun. We learned so much. I feel like it was just a great, you know, confidence booster, which, you know, everybody needs. We've been doing this for a while, but everybody needs a good confidence booster. And I feel like we're just at a point, myself especially, that I just feel really good about, you know, myself and my abilities and the show that we put on. So I'm just really, really excited to get out there. And, you know, we want to put on a great show. And so far, so good.
Yeah, of course. One thing I always love about coming to your shows is you always have like these amazing epic costume changes. And I'm curious for you, when it comes to picking outfits or costumes for the show, is there like an element for you where you're like, I want this to be practical and comfortable? Or is it like, I'm out there to perform and I don't care how it feels? Or what usually works best for you?
It kind of depends on what it's for. Like this time, I feel like my shoes don't have to be as comfortable as I've needed them to be in the past. So that's like a little bit, because it was just staging and mm-hmm. what the stage was going to look like and that kind of thing. So I feel like, you know, this time I can wear some more uncomfortable shoes. But that is still important, that it's like I would rather perform in things like this, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everything has to be – quick changeable, not too complicated. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want things to be super duper tight when I'm singing just because it makes it harder to breathe. But mm-hmm. Who needs air? I don't know.
yeah, breathing when you're singing, no big deal.
It's all like this. It's like, how fabulous does it look versus like if it looks fabulous enough that I could take not breathing as well, then
but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. You've got to do what works. And then what songs from the album are you really looking forward to just see how fans are reacting to, like maybe some of the deep cuts you're excited to play for the first time?
Well, I do feel like we try to make sure that every song is represented in some way. You know, we're obviously not going to play every single new song off the Denim and Rhinestones album, but we want to like weave them in, even if we're not playing them. It's like they kind of have a little moment in a transition or during a costume change or whatever. So in some ways, we do get to play all of them. But yeah, it's fun to figure out what that's going to be. Garden is one of my favorite songs off the album, and I feel like it's going to get a special moment.
I love that so much. And then the last time we spoke was right before Ghost Story was about to come out. So what has it been like now that the song has been out? It's climbing up the charts. We're so excited about that. But seeing fans react to it, what have been some of your favorite reactions from fans or just seeing how people have loved it?
I mean, it's always good to just see like as it goes, more and more people knowing the song. Like mm-hmm. when you first have an album come out and you're like playing it, nobody's singing along because it just came out and they don't know it. So it's like with every, you know, festival show, whatever we would do here and there, and we'd play the song, it's like, oh, more and more people know it. Now people are singing along, and it's always fun to kind of see that evolution.
Definitely. And then this week, while we have you on the show, we're playing all of the Carrie hits, including one of my favorite songs of yours, which is Southbound. But I'm biased as a Katie because you name drop Katie in that song. So I would love to know is there any story behind choosing that name in the song?
I think when we were writing it, it's like we were just, because we were like, we need to find the right name. Like what fits? It's like two syllables seems to kind of like fit here, and what's it going to be? And we tossed out some different names, and I don't even know really how we landed on Katie. It just felt right.
I love that. And then Cowboy Casanova is another song we're playing this week, which actually this month has been 13 years since that song came out. What do you remember from that writing session?
We were in, I don't know where we were actually.
It's been a while, so I wouldn't expect it to.
I was going to say LA, but that was Good Girl. I guess we were here in Nashville. Yeah. I mean, we go and, I feel like it kind of started with music and, guitar kind of riffs, and, we go from there. Somebody throws out a few lines, a few words, and off we go. It wasn't about any like one specific person, but I feel like we kind of all know, that one guy. And I loved Record Machine, because that always reminded me of like Van Halen. Mm-hmm. Record Machine. Yeah. Anyway, so I always liked that line.
That's awesome. And then for fans who both follow you and Mike, I know everyone was loving your date night recently where you guys were out doing target shooting. Who would you say is better at that? Are you better than Mike, or is he the good one?
He's definitely better than I am. We have a skeet set up on our property, and he's always, you know, practicing his bow and stuff like that. And you know, we kind of live out in the sticks, and feel like it's always good to know how to operate things like that, and you know, practice safety and all that stuff.
Night.
It is. But I had told him, well, because we're always like, oh, you know, go out to dinner. It's like we always go out to dinner, and we're not gonna like go to a movie because then you're not talking to each other, and then that takes a long time. We don't have time for that. But I was like, I have to tell you one thing I'd like to do for our next date night. I was like, I'd like to go do some target practice. And when you ask a man like my husband something like that, he's going to make it happen.
Yeah. I'm sure he was very excited.
He was.
That's so fun. And then I was laughing so hard at your post recently about like, I think it said something along the lines of, you know, one day you're hip and cool and the next day you're taking pictures of vegetables from your garden, which I felt like I could relate to very much. Did you have anything that you were growing this year that like did really well, or anything that did really bad that you're looking forward to next summer?
My beans, like in general, have done really well this year. So like green beans, I did like yellow wax beans. I've got peas in the ground right now. So I'll get some. I can can them up for the winter. And I've got black eyed peas, which I've never grown before. And they were super easy and super great. So I would recommend growing black eyed peas for anybody. You just put them in and let them do their thing. And when they get all brown and crusty, then you take the peas out and put them in a jar. You're good to go.
I love that. You've got such an operation going. Like when I saw that you were growing quinoa, I was like, oh my gosh, I know. So serious.
I learned why people don't have quinoa in their gardens.
Is it really complicated?
To grow? No. It's drought resistant. Like we had no problems if it was super rainy, if it was dry, like didn't really matter. It grew really well. But then you have to like cut it and hang it upside down and let it dry. And then like each one of the teeny tiny little quinoas are covered with like a casing that you have to get off. So it's like you have to strip them off their branches and then like do this and then like a lot. Like my back was hurting. I was like sitting there with like a bucket between my legs. Like I was like a prairie woman, you know, on my back porch. People like mowing, going by. I'm like, what's up? Like, don't mind me.
Just growing my quinoa.
Yeah, just, you know, processing my quinoa. And then you have to like winnow it like wheat and like put it in front of a fan and like pour it from bucket to bucket to get all the light parts to go away. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of like little twigs and sticks in what I've gotten so far, and I've got so much more to go, and I just can't bring myself to do it because it's so time intensive. So
that's going to reaffirm that I'm just gonna keep
but I need
it
don't
store.
Yeah, but you should thank a quinoa farmer today.
I love that so much. Make sure you thank your quinoa farmers.
Thank you, quinoa farmers.
I love that so much. And now that we are officially moving into the fall season, I was wondering, you know, with Halloween around the corner and having two little boys who I'm sure are very into it, have they made any requests for their Halloween costumes this year?
My oldest, who's 7.5, was wanting to like look on my phone recently, to look on Amazon to see, you know, what was out there. And I was like, well, buddy, you should think about what you want to be, and then we'll go find the things for that. Yeah. And like last year, he was really random, and I feel like this is what he's going to do again this year. But he had like a clown outfit on that he got at a garage sale, and like a Joe Dirt mullet wig on, and like this mask that was just like this white mask, and then we glued a clown nose to it. Like I think he painted on it a little bit, but it was so random. And he had like this what do you call those things that you like cut corn with?
Oh, like from Scream, like the
yeah,
thing, the guy.
Yes.
I have no idea what that's called.
It starts with an S. I don't remember what it is. Anyway, yeah, he had one of those. Like, it was just the most random costume ever. I feel like that's where we're headed this year as well.
That's too funny. Well, hopefully.
I don't know about Jake. I think he said something about Paw Patrol, but I think he was Paw Patrol last year.
But maybe he'll pick an easy one, and that way it won't be quite as scary.
Maybe.
That's awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for the time today. It is great to see you always. As always, I'm so excited to see this song making its way up the chart and for the tour to start soon. So thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.